This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're holding Avos Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Reb Chanino Skan HaKohenim Oimer. He was the Skan, the assistant for the Achrei HaKohenim HaGadolim and the Sof Yimei Bayis Sheni. And he saw with his own eyes the Churban, Reb Chanino, that it was caused because of the Sinas Chinam and the fighting of the Achim. And therefore, he was very, very, as we'll see, he very much advised and was very behind that there should be shalom. As the Sifri says in Bamidbar, Godol HaShalom Sheshokuk Nekol Ma'aseh Bereishis. And here also the Mishnah, Pnei Skanavon Oimer, Ham Mispalel B'Shalom Shel Malchus. Shedam for the Shalom Shel Malchus, even for the Umas HaOilim, as we see in the Rav Bartanura. As it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, "V'dirshu Hashlom Ha'ir Asher Gleisi Eschem Shama Shvidoyresh." To seek out the Shlom Ha'ir, Vispalo Badu El Hashem, Davent Hashem for the Shlom Ha'ir, because with it the peace of the city will be shalom all around. And the Tosfos Yontif is Mevayer also the Shlom Shalmaus means is the king and all his ministers, V'yoyatzev and all his advisors, who helped to run the kingdom, who helped to run the government. They set all the laws. So it means the whole staff, it means the whole malucha. And therefore, that's what it says, Shalom Shel Malchus. Shalmoli Mairah, if there wasn't that fear, the dread, that a person was worried about the power of the king, of the kingdom, Ish Yisrael Chayim Balohu, the Matthias would be that people would swallow up their friends. People would swallow up. And Be'emes, as we'll see in the Rav, that's the Matthias nature. And that's the end of the Mishnah. Each Rechaim below, each would swallow up their friend. Without the Shom Shomar, there has to be a Malchus, there has to be a leadership. Al Pizer, Inyan, maybe we can revive a little bit that the Inyan, why he was swallowed up, Koirach. Because he was making machlokes kayach. And what was his machlokes? That there shouldn't be any leader. We're all leaders. But without one leader, this taka going to lead to what? Everybody going to be swallowing each other. So, mida, he got swallowed up. Maybe that's another mahalach. Understand the onus of kayach. Because in his argument, and what he was trying to bring about was in eventuality going to cause the metzias that people going to swallow themselves up because there was no leader. Then everything falls out of place. There's no structure. There's no discipline. There's no structure. There's no order. Everything falls to the wayside, and everybody will destroy each other. So maybe that's what Korach was trying to bring about. So maybe he got swallowed up. And the Rav explains over here. Just go to the Rav as we always do. B'shalom b'shalmas afilo shalom z'oyim in umas oyim. It means that people have to realize you have to down whatever medina you are part of. The dam for the Shloimeh Shel Malchus, that the Malchus should not fall apart here in America. The dam for the Shloimeh Shel Malchus. Chaim below, the Chsir v'tas ha'odem k'dgei ha'yom. The Gemara posuk in Chabakuk, and the Gemara dashes in Avodasar Daftal. Madon shem yom kol ha'golo mechaber b'lei ha'schaber. If you go into the sea, you'll know, if your person knows what goes on in the ocean. So every fish that's bigger than the other fish devours the other fish, eats up that fish. And that's after the Adam Mamoy Marosh al Malchus, Kalagol Mechaver Balas Chaver. If not for the Marosh, that's what happened. So, Mela, that's what we have to really, really understand. And so, how important is the order and to keep the order? And that's one of the reasons. I mean, we stumble one of the reasons also that there's a din of Dina de Malchus Adina. We have to keep the laws of the Medina. Because, again, if we don't follow the laws, if it gets out of order, so Mela, things will fall apart. Puts from the Chalal Hashem that it causes. But we have to uphold, again, if it's not against the Torah, it's not against the Torah, Chas V'Shalom, but anyway, it's the Din of Malchus, not against the Torah. Obviously, we have to follow and uphold it to keep everything just, that we shouldn't destroy ourselves.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.